Ready? The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
Hannah Knights, for the first time in the interview, thank you so much for what you've done for the sport. And what a delightful person you are to watch as well.
Oh, thank you very much.
Don't worry, I'll mention it a few more times by the time we've finished. You've taken part in all 15 Super League seasons and part of a really small but really special group. What's that like?
Yeah, it's been quite the journey. When I think back sort of 15 years ago where Super League started and where I started in that, things have changed quite a lot. I started out there at Loughborough, you know, and really treasured my time there, played with some amazing people, and funnily enough, played with Jade there. And then 15 years later, after a few seasons not playing together, we're back together again at the end. And it's just been a really great journey. I think when I started out, I didn't necessarily think that 15 years later I'd still be playing. But when you're doing something that you love, there just wasn't a reason to stop. And I think now I'm getting to that age. I'm a little bit older. My body's a bit more tired. You know, I've got to think about how I balance, you know, life, work, my husband, you know, what we might want to do together in the future. It just felt like a good time, but I've had the best time. I really have. And I wouldn't have been doing it for this long if I didn't love it. I'm, of course, going to miss it and miss all the girls. And, you know, as you've touched on, I've played with some incredible people and some people that I hold, you know, amongst my very best friends. And I'll miss them, of course, but I'll just make sure that I'm still bothering them and still seeing them, even if I'm not playing.
Tell me a bit about the early years at Lightning. 2005, wasn't it? Who was in the team at that time? Jade?
Oh, so this is going to be going way back. So Olivia was in the team. One of my friends from university, Becky James, the shooter, was in the team at the time. And coincidentally, when I went to New Zealand in December, she lives in Nelson. So where we then played, I was able to catch up with her again, which was just an incredible, lovely coincidence. We had Alex Aspel in the team. Amma was there. Jade was there. I think in the first season, Karen was there as well. It was a brilliant team. I was just hoping to get any court time that I could.
Yeah, and just to be part of
it was brilliant.
Part of that squad as well.
It was just a wonderful group to be able to learn with and learn from. And, you know, they were a really ranged group in terms of age and experience as well. And I think that was really good for me too. And, yeah, just something that I hopefully built on as I went ahead.
You moved from Lightning to Storm. Tell me a bit about those early days at Storm.
Yeah, I moved to Storm in 2009 when Storm actually started. And it just kind of coincided with me also moving back down south where I was from. It kind of just presented the perfect opportunity to then join a local team, and it worked alongside me taking a job in London at the time. And it was exciting to be part of something new as well and to start, you know, building a new franchise. And, you know, the facilities are wonderful. It's like a family there. And, of course, it is still very local to me. It was just really exciting to be part of something new.
Recently, have you been watching from afar? Obviously, keeping an eye on how the team's been doing and it's been a season of rebuilding, but how do you think Mickey's been doing?
I think Mickey's been doing a great job with a bunch of girls. And, you know, you say watching from afar, the limited afar in case I accidentally catch them when I'm at the gym. you know, they're still very much a local team to me. And, you know, some of my best friends, Katie Holland, or Katie Hughes now, plays in that team. So I always have a keen interest. And, you know, anyone who asks me what my favourite game of the year is, it's undoubtedly the game between Wasps and Storm, where we take the opportunity to remember our manager, Tom.
I was going to ask you about Tom, and just a special person, anybody, but especially players,
absolutely.
Part of his team as well.
Yeah, you know, Tom was completely one of a kind and will never be replaced, but he'll always be remembered. And I think it's really nice that we can do something fundraising for, you know, for the charity every year. You know, I'm still close with his wife and his daughter, and, you know, it's just, he leaves a great legacy. And I think something that for any of those who know him or who knew him, any team manager will always be compared, and probably not quite hit it.
There will be plenty of memories about Storm, even the things like London Lives and all those trips to La Manga. There'll be something you'll always have. Is there anything you want to share on those?
Well, of course, you know, what happens on tour stays on tour, but I'm hoping that my La Manga days aren't over. So potentially the one bit of netball that I would come out of retirement for, I think.
And a bit of
opportunities.
But yeah,
I'm not sure about that yet.
But London Lives in themselves, it was just groundbreaking at the time, wasn't it? And to get that sellout at the Copper Box, amazing must have
been. Absolutely. I think, you know, to go there and to play at a venue like the Copper Box, you know, before it had really been used for netball before, was just incredible. And, you know, the team at Storm did such a brilliant job of setting up the event, organising the event, selling the tickets for the event. It was incredible to be part of it. And any game there or any final there, it's always my favourite place to play. It was just brilliant.
So come on then, what was the appeal like when Tamsin said, do you want to come and join me at Wasps?
I think initially I of course said, I live next door to Surrey Sports Park, why on earth would I come and play for Wasps? But I think, you know, this is something that's stayed with me always, is that netball is about the people, and it's the people that you're doing it with that make all the difference. And I think T's been a huge part of my development as a player, and to be able to think that I could still continue to develop under her was an opportunity that I didn't want to miss. I think she's really brought my game on, and you know, I give her a lot of credit for the player that I've become. And I think when you're working with someone who you're learning from like that on a technical level, you want to keep doing it, you want to keep improving. And so that was really the draw for me.
And Colette and T and Mel have all sang your praises. What are they like as coaches? Just really inspiring people as a whole as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I was lucky enough to work with Colette at Linden for a number of years, playing Prem, and also, of course, when I was an under 21, which sounds like a very long time ago.
No, it's nonsense.
And yeah, a brilliant technical coach, really helped me to develop as well. And I think, you know, all coaches have their own way, and you take different things from different coaches, but they've all played a huge part in my career and my development. And, you know, and I hope that I can take pieces from everyone and, you know, put it together to what works best for me.
It's fair to say that you played with some outstanding teammates, and maybe unfair to say, oh, well, can you name me one? But is there somebody that's maybe... Yeah, there you go. Is there somebody that's maybe captured your thoughts?
Yeah, I've played with some amazing people, but it's always hard to look past the people that are, you know, there right now.
Rich,
and I think one person
Super
that I have
Amy.
To give so much credit to, well, Rachel, for putting up with me for all the years of always expecting her to shoot 100%. And I cannot help myself for being annoyed if she misses just one goal. And she's put up with me for years doing that. So I do have to give her a lot of credit. And I think, you know, you said it as well, Amy. She's, in my opinion, she's just unbelievable. And I know that when it comes to it, she'll always just take an intercept out of absolutely nowhere. And I think Amy's another player who's put up with me from a very young age. Probably what she thinks is having a go at her on court, and I'd like to think of as supportive encouragement. But, you know, I'm still great friends with both of them now. And I think, of course, you know, the other person that I have to mention who, you know, we were bridesmaids for each other, we're that close. You know, working with Katie for all those years at Storm really showed me kind of what time and effort can equate to. You know, we put a lot of time in working together, and actually then learning how to work with someone that closely was a really good experience. And so I would never forget that either.
2020 didn't naturally finish as how everybody wanted that season, but to say the least, was it maybe... The decision had already been taken before COVID had hit?
Yeah. I think, of course, this is not how I or probably anyone would want to finish their netball career. But at the start of this year, I decided along with my husband and Mel that this was going to be my last year. And of course, it hasn't gone how I would have wanted. But equally, you know, I count myself lucky that I'm not injured. And a lot of people don't get to choose when they stop playing the sport they love. And so I'm happy that I could make that decision for myself. Of course, you know, I'll miss it and I'll miss all the girls, but I think I'll just do my best to make sure that I'm still involved where I want to be.
And again, four times back-to-back title, that will be with you forever and ever.
Yeah, and I think it's something that I waited a long time for. I think, you know, when we won that first title, it was my fifth time in the final. And I'm gutted that I can't improve my win-loss ratio. But, you know, that's for someone else to take on in the future. But, no, yeah, really proud of what we've achieved.
You got Wasps Player of the Season 2017, obviously continued to lead by example as well. How about a word on the team that we never really saw much of in 2020? Lixie was obviously about. And the future stars like Iona and Beth, ones
yeah,
to watch.
Yeah, I think, absolutely. I think we had a team that have, you know, have some brilliant youngsters. As you say, you know, we've got Iona, we've got Beth there, who's really starting to step up. And, you know, also even younger ones like Sienna, who I think, you know, in the future could be absolutely brilliant. I think something that's been really nice about Wasps is that we've had that miss of age, which I think is something that I had, you know, right back in my early days in Loughborough. It's just I'm at the different end of the age spectrum now. And it's great to have those young players who are in there keeping you honest and keeping you on your toes and working hard. Yeah, I had a lovely message from Chloe Essen saying, you know, oh, thank you for, you know, working with me and putting me through my paces. And I replied saying, actually, you really put me through my paces. I think some of these youngsters are unbelievably talented. And I think it's going to be a really exciting sport to watch in the future.
Hannah, you're well respected with those Wasps fans. So have you maybe got a message for them ahead of next season?
I think just keep supporting us. You know, having fans, you know, however that may look in the next year, I don't know. It feels so great to know that you have support behind you as a player. And I think that, you know, one thing I've taken, I guess, from, you know, my announcement this week and some of the feedback that I've had in reaction is that it's so wonderful to know that what you're doing can have an impact on somebody else, even if you don't know them. And so I'd say, you know, keep playing netball, keep supporting netball. And, you know, I think the sport can only improve.
What are you going to take from all this?
That I think it's time for me to try some new sports. Probably nothing quite to this level and probably something that doesn't require quite so much travelling. But I'm going to enjoy my time, hopefully improving my cycling and doing a bit of running and trying to close the gap between me and my husband and the sports that we both do.
You're not going to be joining Sky as a Sky pundit? There's an idea.
I don't think anyone wants to listen to me drone on for that long.
Well, thanks again, Hannah. Good luck in whatever you get up to next, and appreciate your time.
Ready? The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.